This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 30th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Nearly 95% of oil and gas production from the Gulf of Mexico has been shut down because of Hurricane Ida, according to S&P Global Platts, Barron's reported. The storm surge from Hurricane Ida was so strong it caused the Mississippi River to reverse its flow, something called extremely uncommon. The river rose 7 feet at the USGS gauge located in Belle Chasse, about 20 miles south of New Orleans in southeastern Louisiana. The deep part of the river may not have reversed flow, CNN reported. Intercontinental Exchange today reported a record 20,732 micro NYSE FANG Plus index futures traded on August 26. The average daily volume, or ADV, of the micro FANGs has grown to a record 8,423 contracts in August. The NYSE extended its deepest sympathies to the U.S. service members and Afghans killed in the Kabul airport attack. On Friday, NYSE held a moment of silence in remembrance of the lives lost and the families impacted by the event. The Tokyo Stock Exchange published a summary of the results of a survey of overseas investors on English disclosure by Japanese companies. CQG announced today connectivity to the Brazilian exchange, B3, for trading and market data. This will open B3 to multitudes of brokerage firms and retail and professional traders that did not have access before. You can register for the LME Metal Seminar 2021 on Monday, October 11th, held in Queen Elizabeth II Center and online with a link in today's newsletter. Here is the statement from SEC Chairman Gary Gensler about the request for information and comment on broker-dealer and investment advisor digital engagement practices, related tools and methods, and regulatory considerations and potential approaches. He said the apps use a host of features that have come to be familiar and are increasingly online world, digital engagement practices, DEPs, including predictive data analytics, differential marketing, and behavioral prompts such as gamification, are integrated not only into streaming platforms and fitness apps, but also into robo-advising, wealth management platforms, brokerage platforms, and other financial technologies. Kimberly Kolb has joined Spira as Chief Human Resources Officer. She was previously the head of human resources and recruiting for XR Trading for 10 years. I met Kimberly when she was the Chief Marketing Officer and head of HR for U.S. Futures Exchange. Bruce Kovner, the retired Caxton Associate hedge fund founder, is selling his 22-acre California compound near Santa Barbara on a bluff overlooking the Pacific Ocean for $160 million. It's a beautiful property that might just be worth the money, and if it sold for the asking price, would nearly match the most expensive property sale in California history. Contigo celebrated International Dog Day by giving a shout-out to all chief barking officers, snack supervisors, tennis ball managers, and crumb patrol officers who are relentlessly supporting Contigo during the work from home. Included in the post were some nice pooch pictures. Speaking of Quantigo, they reported that trading in stocks, Europe 600 ESGX futures at Eurex topped 1 million contracts this year. Quantigo said a total of 1,002,646 futures contracts exchanged hands in 2021 as of August 24th, a record annual high for any ESG instrument traded on Eurex, and a 56% jump from the same period last year. I have recommended my church, St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Elmhurst, Illinois, to move its accounting system from Church Windows, which runs locally on their network, to a cloud-based Realm system. I also recommended that the church adopt the Realm Connect system for communication with the congregation, which includes two apps. One app is for the congregation to use, the other is for the professional staff. This is a giant leap forward for the church. I am the head of the communications ministry team at the church and on the board of deacons, which handles financial matters. I was also the chair of the long-range vision team that developed a plan for the growth and development of the church, including adding better technology for the sanctuary and interaction within the congregation. Sometimes I think running JLN is my side job. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread. Feds Powell takes center stage. New company offers option solutions. Explaining volatility skew. The spread for August 27, 2021. In this week's options news, the Fed's Jackson Hole pronouncements placate the markets. Meme stocks take off on a lark. Volatility skew rises as traders remain divided. Bitcoin and Ethereum options hunker down ahead of expiration. And Eurex plans to launch a first. John's Take looks at new options business with seasoned players. And Jermall Chandler plays off this week's option term of the week with an important concept of volatility skew. You can watch the spread with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Business Insider. Meet Gary Gensler, a former MIT blockchain professor who now leads the SEC and could finally regulate the volatile crypto space. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler comes from MIT, where he taught a cryptocurrency course. Now his agency might be in charge of regulating the volatile and often murky crypto market. Gensler is a rarity in Washington. He understands the technology he's trying to rein in. 10 things in tech. Get the latest tech trends and innovations. Washington has historically been in short supply of lawmakers and enforcers who actually understand the technology they're seeking to regulate. Gary Gensler is among those who are changing that. He's now the new chairman of the U.S. Securities Exchange Commission, an agency that might also be responsible for creating rules in the volatile and widely popular crypto space. My comment, Gary Gensler has an excellent communication staff and is much more media savvy during his tenure at the SEC than he was at the CFTC. Not that the CFTC staff was not excellent, but Gensler is being much more proactive at the SEC, or so it seems to me. Here's a story from SPAC Insider. 49 law firms unite and push back on recent SPAC litigation. The legal community signed a statement declaring these suits are without factual or legal basis. In response to the recent PR machine from former SEC commissioner and current NYU law professor Robert Jackson and Yale Law School professor John Morley, which have put out multitude statements in the press noting that they intend to litigate SPACs for Investment Company Act of 1940 issues, an astounding 49 law firms have coalesced to release a response to these allegations. My comment, these are 49 of the best law firms that money can buy. Here's a press release from the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank. Insights on cyber and tech risks in finance from Ketan Patel. For its latest episode, LaSalle Street welcomes cyber risk executives representing financial firms to discuss cyber and technology risk management. Ketan B. Patel, policy advisor and head of financial markets risk analysis in the Chicago Fed's financial markets groups, hosts this episode. Alessandro Coco, vice president of the financial markets group at the Chicago Fed, provides an introduction. The Chicago Federal Reserve Financial Markets Group is also very media savvy these days and proactive. Here's a press release from NYC. As wildfires burn, ice shows how sophisticated ESG tools have become. Wildfires are raging across the western United States, destroying homes, commercial buildings, and entire towns. The biggest is the Dixie Fire, which has spread across more than 700,000 acres in Northern California and turned more than 1,200 buildings to ash. My defiantly quirky, beautiful, adopted hometown turned into a ghost town last night, reporter Meg Upton wrote on August 5th in the Pumas News. In an unstoppable march of heat and flame, the Dixie Fire erased the bulk of Upton's hometown of Greenville from existence. My comment, ISIS Farrell Kramer columns are also a great example of a proactive media strategy. Here's a story from Wall Street Rides Far. Wall Street Rides Far to ring NYSE closing bell on August 30th, 2021. Annual charity event to benefit Autism Science Foundation celebrates its seventh year by ringing the NYSE closing bell. Wall Street Rides Far for Autism Research, the annual charity cycling and walking event benefiting the Autism Science Foundation, today announced that it will ring the New York Stock Exchange closing bell on August 30th. The event, which was co-founded 7 years ago by Brian and Melissa Harkins, has raised over $2 million to date for ASF, each year attracting some of the most prominent firms on Wall Street and beyond to participate. My comment, have you donated yet? Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Big tech wants you to live in a virtual world. Prepare for real-world problems. Facebook and other companies view the metaverse as the next big thing, but user discretion is advised. Heard of the metaverse lately? It's been hard not to. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg mentioned Facebook's latest buzzword 16 times in his company's most recent earnings call last month. The future of Facebook, he said, is a metaverse, a virtual environment where you can be physically present to hang out, play games, work, and create. My comment, the metaverse we need is the open outcry metaverse where the market is represented virtually, with different traders standing in huge trading pit full of avatars for their traders representing the bids and the offers. Here's the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was 12-year-old boy makes 290,000 pounds from whale NFTs from BBC News. Second was the Wall Street Journal's the social media stars who move markets. The third was a YouTube video explained money laundering, Kelly Richmond Pope, forensic accountant. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Wilthian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Wilthian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe. Treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.